On manje 15 May 2023 esilo hlelo lokukhuthaza izakhamizi zikaGuza Ward 9 eTradewood mayelana ngokuyabhalisa lokuphatheka kunhlelo zokhetho zalonyaka. Sithe sesiqedile ukukhulumisana lezakhamizi door to door endleleni yethu yokuphindela emakhaya. We got ambushed and attacked by ZANU-PF members at Redwood at the irrigation scheme farm. They attacked us besebenzisa izinduku lezinsimbi. Amalunga eqembu lethu fled into the bush and our provincial interim vice chair Mr. Jabulani Khadebe and Mr. Karikai Masu Ward 17 Umguza aspiring council candidate and other champions got kidnapped.
Sikhuluma nje banjani labo abachaywayo baphinda bathunjwa.
Amalunga ethu achaywa alimala kakhulu agwaqela mina and Ward 19 Umguza aspiring council candidate Mr. Chipo Penikwa and other three champions including Umguza aspiring MP candidate champion Queen Malikwa. We are still on recovering mood and beds and taking medical prescriptions.
Amapolisa wona athini ngalolu daba? Ayagcwayisisa yini ukuthi kuyini owenzakalayo?
Amapolisa akhanya ngani ayesaba ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo ngokufaneleyo njengoba besaba ukutransfer abakhulu babo njalo lokuxotshwa umsebenzi. Lokhu sikubone amalunga ethu ethunjwa and umpolisa owabuyayo wayesebenzisa ikhombi yeZANU-PF elotshwe Umguza ZANU-PF constituency igcwele amalunga eZANU-PF. Amalunga ethu had clear evidence of the kidnappers of our champions and we later found them at Nyamandlovu police camp. Okwakhathesi amapolisa asiwathembi njengoba awasimeli sikubone kunews article elotshwe News Day lapho uRichard Moyo u-MP weMguza akubeke khona sobala ukuthi thina ama-victims amabizo yethu yiwo atholakala kurada ye-Joint Operation Command la kurada yama-police bosses. So as civilized citizens we no longer have freedom of independence and our constitutional rights are no longer respected by the law enforcers and our representatives. So I kokakade sisebunzimeni as it is evident clear that there is no rule of law. Our hopes and dreams are now seeing a new democratic society being ushered under the capable leadership of President Nelson Chamisa.